Art, let's start with the game itself. Did you ever think these two teams are going to score on each other?
I was certain that this series was going to play into infinity. There was just never going to be a resolution. They were dead even in terms of talent and capability. And they had gone through this season, a fifth game, with one goal scored in the previous four games. And it just seemed like there was never going to be a breakthrough. So what happened in the 81st minute was an extraordinary relief for a whole lot of people around that franchise. Brad Evans had control of the ball, and when defenders closed on him, he dropped a pass off to Freddie Montero. When things closed off for Freddie, he passed to his left, and Mario Martinez was left unmarked, and he slammed this hard shot with his left foot past the nemesis goalie from RSL, Nick Raimondo, who was really a stout guy in the net for this series and throughout the whole season. He dove, he missed, it went into the side net, and the Sounders won 1-0. It was quite a spectacular game for being 0-0 for 80 minutes.
Now, Mario Martinez, the hero, I haven't heard much about him. What's his story?
Well, he was a pickup in the midseason and hasn't played much. He's 23 years old. He was a star for Honduras. He got the national Olympic team of Honduras to the quarterfinals of the Olympic tournament. And the Sounders had been looking at him for quite a while. He is a loaned player, and he didn't get much playing time because he obviously hadn't practiced with the team. And the only time he made a headline so far this year was when he complained publicly about his lack of playing time on his Twitter account. And he threatened to want to go to another team. And so Siggy Schmid, the Sounders coach, had to take him aside and say, "No, Mario, don't do that. Knock it off with the Twitter." And so he fell into line and got more and more playing time. And this was his first big-time start because of an injury. The Sounders assist leader, Mauro Rosales, was out with a hamstring pull, and Siggy Schmid decided to go with Martinez in this critical start, and Schmid looks like a genius right now.
Well, and just in general, huge relief for the Sounders and their fans that they're making it to the second round of the playoffs finally.
Yeah, the tension was obvious in the Sounders, it seemed to me. They played as if they didn't want to lose as opposed to win, because everybody on the team knew that the Sounders had never made it out of the first round, never won a playoff series, and the pressure was building for that. They've had this huge fan base, highly successful team, great regular seasons, but they never delivered in the postseason until this game against RSL, the team that beat them last year. So I think there's a good chance the Sounders can play a lot more relaxed after getting this must-win out of the way.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.